Okay, so this is a 40th anniversary of sorts, and we'd like to do a couple things. Take time to roast and toast and thank and prod and so on, Gordon, who's been such a part of that. And secondly, we want to do some remembering of the high points and the memorable things that have happened in this organization over the last 40 years, and you may have some piece of that history, but not all of us, but we have at least one person here who was there at the beginning. So we're going to do this. We have three presenters. The information that went out said two, but we have three. Ralph Thrall and Len Haney and Van Christu in that order. And then we'll have lunch. There'll be a little choir rendition in the middle there. And then we'll have lunch. And then we'll have an open mic and invite all of you to make comments as you see fit about your memories or high points or low points or whatever. So that's what we're doing. And the first speaker is Ralph Thrall, who was the chair of the very first executive. He has proof of it on a brochure, and in 1968. And Ralph, would you come and speak first?
Gordon. When did you and Sylvia first arrive here in Lethbridge?
May 1967.
Not long after that, there was a function called a town and gown gathering, which was an effort to get some of the people in the community to meet some of the people from the university. And I'm one of the people that was there, and I'm standing there minding my own business, and my sister-in-law, Helen Christu, marched up to me with a lady in hand, shoved this lady in my face, like right there, and said, "Okay, Ralph, tell me who this is." "Ha," she said, because she knew she had me. Well, it turned out the lady was Sylvia Campbell, that I knew as Sylvia Weller. Sylvia and I went to McMaster University together. In those days, at McMaster, Sylvia had long blonde hair. Now, 40 years ago, she had short blonde hair. But I did not recognize her. But in any event, that evening or afternoon, or probably evening, was my introduction to the maestro here, Gordon Campbell. And Gordon and I subsequently became very good friends, and it wasn't long after my becoming acquainted with and working with Gordon that I came to the opinion that Gordon was the finest continuing education person in this country. And I hold that opinion still to today. So Gordon, my compliments to you. It oozes from every pore. Now, some of you probably have become aware that Gordon is a gifted musician. He could have played, you know, if that O Canada was a little too low, well, we'll just shift it up a key or a half a key or three keys or effortlessly. I don't know any other piano player I know that can go from key to key to key in whatever he's playing.
And speed it up.
And many is the time that I would delight sitting somewhere with Gordon, and he would play by memory all the old hymns, the good versions. The Scottish tunes, he'd always play a Scottish medley for me. And I think he could have earned his living as a musician. I've sung in choirs. I was in Effie Reed's boys' choir when I was, you know, a little kid. And that got me singing in choirs, and I've sung in choirs all my life. The only choir director under whom I have sung who played individual members of the choir like he plays individual notes on the piano is this guy here, Mary, you're singing a little too loud. Tone it down over there. Ralph, I can't hear you. You got to sing louder. I mean, he directed individual by individual. Quite absolutely amazing. One of the things as I think about it, got a kick out of, he told me, I think on more than one occasion, but certainly once, that when he would go to Toronto, he would go to a large downtown church, and I think Timothy Eaton Memorial, am I right, Gordon? Or not?
Bloor Street.
Well, anyway, somewhere there. Go in, find the caretaker, persuade that person to unlock the 5-manual organ and sit and play it for an hour or so. Can you imagine? Am I right?
Easy, often, and wonderful.
There you go. Okay. You'll get your turn to rebut. Now, what did I do with my... Oh, here it is here. The Southern Alberta Council on Public Affairs was started by myself and Gordon and Keith Robin, who at the time was the director of continuing education for the college, Jim Fishbourne, who at the time was the director of continuing education for the University of Lethbridge, and Dennis O'Connell, who was at the time the manager of the Lethbridge Chamber of Commerce. And that was the group of five. Had Keith Robin not had another commitment today, he most certainly would have been here. But you do these things by memory, and then you discover when you go to the record, your memory isn't worth a tinker's you know what. And so I kept a file, and this is my file. And the very first, I have the record of the very first meeting. Was of January 17th, 1968. These are photocopies. I now have to decide, do I give the council the originals or do I keep them and give them the copy? But at the moment, they'll get the copy, Terry, okay? The very first function of the council was called a seminar on family living. It was held at Camp Inuspe, no longer in existence, but Camp Inuspe at the YMCA camp in Lethbridge, or in Waterton. That's the brochure we put out. I have in my file, and those of you who've been in my office are absolutely amazed that I was able to find this file, and yet I found it within 30 seconds of starting to look for it, Gordon. That will boggle your mind. And so here are minutes of meetings starting on January 17th, 1968, running through, and in terms of this event, I have a list of all of the, those who applied, 50 adults and 56 children, young kids, if you could imagine. And we met for the weekend at Camp Inuspe. And on the record here, I have 4 children. On the record, it only lists 3. It could have listed 3 3/4. And so that gives you some sense. An amazing thing when you look back on it, Gordon, that we did. Now, I had thought, and I did check Keith Robin out on this, because Another function that, and Gordon, you're going to have to help me out if you can. There is only 2 very slight references to it in the minutes and notes that I have here. One of the things that I think you and I did, and then got others to help, was a film festival. Do any of you were any of you ever in? No. You either are much too young or... but we, for 2 years in a row, ran a film festival. Gordon's brother, Duncan, was the director of the Department of Extension at the University of Alberta. And so Gordon, through Duncan and through the National Film Board, got some, as I recall, 350 films. That's just, I mean, unfortunately, I have no record of that. We booked the Yates Theater downstairs in the basement. There were five rooms there. It was not the best accommodation, but it was the best we could get. We had a projector in each room. People would come to where the films were held. We must have had a master list. You pick out a film that you wanted, found a room. And the projectionists were students from the LCI, and they did a marvelous job. To this day, Gordon, I regret that we had neither the resources nor the energy to continue that stuff, because I think we really could have done something.
I might mention that there were not distribution of films then as there are now. And we felt that films ought to be in people's hands like books ought to be.
Did you hear that? You can say that later. But it's very interesting. There were two films in particular. One was called Ski the Outer Limits. And you'll see all kinds of outer limit skiing now. 1 minute left. And the other one was Donald in Mathemagic Land. Anyway, I think the five of us started the first. It was Gordon's idea, the Thursday noon meetings. I was the group process guy, although Gordon did say, let's do it, but not like the Kiwanis Club, where you have lunch and then the speaker, but the way we continue to do it to this day. As things developed, first of all, Jim Fishburne moved away. Keith Robin became the vice president of the college. Dennis O'Connell became director of economic development for the city, and I got busy. And so one by one, we dropped out of attending the Thursday noon meetings, and the master here is the guy that has then kept it going all these years, and to which, yes. Now, Terry, I have one last suggestion for your consideration. When we started this thing out, Lethbridge was much larger than Medicine Hat, and we thought Lethbridge sort of embodied Southern Alberta. Medicine Hat is, I think, now roughly the same size as Lethbridge. I have now taken to referring to the Lethbridge area as southwestern Alberta, and my suggestion is you consider changing the name to the Southwestern Alberta Council on Public Affairs. And with that, I thank you for your time.
Well, Ralph, you can come to the AGM next Thursday and move that motion. Len Haney, a longtime member of this community who needs virtually no introduction, part of the agricultural community, and always has brought that perspective to our discussions. Len, would you speak, please?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and whoever's going to take charge here, I am very pleased to have this opportunity to say a few words today about Gordon and about the Council on Public Affairs. And Ralph, it was very interesting to hear those early words. I really enjoyed that. My wife and I happened to be at that Waterton meeting, and it was in early July, and it snowed. Anyway, it snowed, and we happened to have I had borrowed my brother's station wagon, and we slept in that. And cold, we've been there froze to death. Anyway, a good start. However, I first knew. I'm going to talk a bit about Gordon, because Gordon's been a part of our family almost all these years. The first time I knew of Gordon, I didn't know Gordon, but I knew of him. He came to Iron Springs to teach school. He was about 18 years old. And the high school girls, and there was high school there at that time, the high school girls were very, they were thrilled. Here was this tall, handsome young man who was coming to be a part of their community. Anyway, that didn't end as well as it started. He only was there a few months, and he got promoted. He became the principal of the what school was it, Gordon?
Monarch.
Yeah, the Monarch School, and he moved away and left those girls without him, and that was bad. Anyway, I was coming home from something rather one Friday evening about that time, and I picked up a hitchhiker. You know who that was? That was Gordon Campbell going home. In those days, teachers didn't get paid anything anyway, and he couldn't afford a bus trip, so he had to walk. Anyway, that was my first meeting with Gordon, and we didn't meet again for probably, 25 years or so. And then I was at a meeting here at Lethbridge, and I think it was a committee meeting of some kind for the university, and Gordon and I were there together, and I went home and told my wife about this. She said, you know, I think that fellow was at normal school when I was about 25 years ago. And she said, I think we should get acquainted again. We'll have the camels come out to the farm. And a lot of water had gone under that bridge for 25 years, and things had changed a lot. Gordon had met a beautiful woman and got married, and that was Sylvia. And they had four children, and they had adopted those children and done a wonderful job of raising them, and that was great. Anyway, we had that meeting at the farm, and they brought their family out, and our friendship held on and has held on ever since, and it's been wonderful. And but also, things had changed for Gordon. He had moved up in the academic field and done very well. And things had also changed for my wife, Velda. She had married a picture wheat farmer, and good or bad, whatever that was. And we had four children as well. And she had taught school for years and then become principal of the Iron Spring School where Gordon had started out. So history goes on. But now a little more about Gordon. Contrary to what you'd expect from a person whose name and background leaned in a particular direction, Gordon's been very charitable. He has helped many worthy causes, and joined the Kiwanis Club and helped. They played the piano there for us, and that's been great. And he's been front and center on many, many kinds of organizations like that in this city, and we commend him for that. And of course, the one that we're talking about today, how did that get started? You know what? That same Gordon Campbell was front and center there as well. Anyway, move on a little here. Going to a bit of a different phase of my association with Gordon. We've been friends for many years, and with his generous nature being what it is, he has always tried to help me with some of my shortcomings. I was raised over in Montana, and from U.S. parents all the way, and came back to Canada, and Gordon has always felt that I probably didn't have proper respect for my betters, and having been raised over there. Anyway, I'm trying to catch up here where I'm at. Whenever an incident has arisen, you know, among the fact, as well as the fact that I wasn't, you know, it just didn't really fit too well with my, with the upper crust, decided he had to help me with this, you know. And so whenever an incident arose with that, where royalty was being noted, he always sent me a paper clipping or phoned me to, you know, trying to help me do a little better, you know. And being the country boy that I am, though, it's a little hard to do. And also, there was another little problem there, you know. Our political philosophies were a few yards apart. My background as a tiller of the soil and as an entrepreneur took me down a business road, and his academic interests and whatnot kept him more interested in people and the country, and I commend Gordon for that. Terry, I'm just getting started. Anyway, let's talk a minute about the Council on Public Affairs. Without Gordon's continuous support and help, I'm sure it would have not been able to survive in the early stages. And he's done a wonderful job of keeping that going. And anyway, great credit is due him for the endless effort that he has put forth into it through the years. And Gordon, let me extend my personal thanks to you for a job well done and for our friendship through all these years. How's that for good?
Kate, we've saved the kid of the group till last, Van Christu. He's had so many involvements in this community.
Thanks, Terry. Good afternoon, friends. We're here today to celebrate a couple, really, Gordon and Sylvia Campbell. A lot of people here don't know, in spite of the fact that we've gotten all this history filled in so well by Ralph and Len. Here, Len, I found out sitting beside him, is 11 years older than me, so he goes back a lot farther than I do. I thought that I was one of the old people around here, but it's not the case. And I've learned a lot here this morning. It's been really great to hear, and I'd forgotten that this whole thing started with the YMCA, largely. The fact that that Ralph was involved in the Y, and that they got together a group at the Y camp, where the idea evolved into the Southern Alberta Council of Public Affairs. I too was involved in the Y. I was on the board with Ralph when the new Y was built, and my wife Helen was involved much more than I was later. So at the time that the thing was being built, couldn't get involved in the Southern Alberta Council. We were building the university at that time, and we were heavily involved. We got our charter in 1967, and that was just when we were hiring our first president, and so on. But I attended quite faithfully, not nearly as faithfully as my wife Helen did. She never missed a meeting during all those years. She was a real supporter of this group until her death 7 years ago. But through the years, we've had a great time. But people don't know, having heard all that history, people don't realize that when Gordon and Sylvia came back to Lethbridge, Gordon had been president of a college in British Columbia. And he gave up a really prestigious job to go back to teaching, to getting back to where he could do something directly with people. And that doesn't often happen, you know. Len talked about you know, that he was a teacher at this school and then became the principal. And, you know, it's a separate mobility thing. This is that advancement in reverse, where a person gives up a tremendous career to come back and serve the people that he really wants to help, which he's done in spades over all those years. Very few people realize or could have forecast at that time when Sylvia and Gordon came to Lethbridge. No one could have dreamt the amount of a contribution that couple would make to this community. The University of Lethbridge, first of all, has been enhanced enormously, the faculty of education there and the community at large, by both Gordon's and Sylvia's presence in this community. It's not only been a matter of his trying to develop excellence in the field of education, but both he and Sylvia have been involved in believing in and fostering political justice as well. And you don't get too many people who have that lovely combination and are able to put it across. We're very much indebted to you both for being in this community, Gordon and Sylvia. It was Gordon's belief in continuing education, as Ralph pointed out, that led to his pushing so hard for the Council of Public Affairs. And I've had friends come here from other cities who have been absolutely astounded that this city has had this kind of an institution for that long, and it's been continuous. And it's been Gordon's, it's been pointed out already, but I'll repeat it, it's been Gordon's presence here, even though all these other people have been involved and have given a lot, it's his presence that's really maintained that continuity and allowed this institution to flourish and to serve us so well. And none of that could have happened without the thoughtfulness and the caring and the generosity from a tall Scot. As Lynn pointed out, that's a rarity. And the enthusiasm that came from both of these people. And I, without keeping you here any longer, we'll have time to talk about these things later. I think we've heard enough history from three old people. But I'd like to congratulate the committee that arranged this meeting to honor Gordon and Sylvia. All of us are so fortunate to have as friends Gordon and Sylvia Campbell. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to moderate this. Before we have lunch and the staff come forward, I'd like to call the SACPA choir to the piano. The choir's been practicing for months and months, and we have a rendition here. The last two verses in case any of you missed them, and anyway, we're ready for lunch, and if the staff are listening, they can start moving in. Gordon questions and cajoles, he doth praise and he doth scold, prompts debate in manner bold, wit and bravery. Freedom's blood is sharp debate, issues flow without abate, check the power of the state, thus we all are free.